You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in to another edition of MCM Radio. I am Jimmy Morris, at JMorrisMCM on Twitter, MusicMiracles.com, TitansMCM on Twitter. All right, so Titans are on the bye week this week, like we talked about earlier, but there's been some kind of interesting stuff that has been kicked around in the last couple of days, and I thought we should maybe spend a little bit of time talking about it. One is, there was an article written yesterday by Jeremy Fowler at ESPN, talking about the Titans as a wild card team to sign Odell Beckham Jr. whenever Odell Beckham Jr. is healthy. The speculation in that article was that he will be healthy on sometime in the middle of November. So basically you're talking about, you know, signing Odell for the last 6-7 weeks of the season to make that playoff push to get, you know, to put that team, put your team over the top. I would love for the Titans to sign Odell Beckham. I think it would be a fantastic move for John Robinson to make. I think John Robinson's probably somewhat interested. But at the same time, I don't think it makes sense for Odell Beckham to come here, right? He's chasing a ring. I mean, that makes sense at this point. He got one last year, but, you know, probably wants to be able to contribute throughout the entire game. I mean, the Super Bowl, he was awesome, right? Before he got hurt. I mean, he was doing great. But, you know, I don't see him wanting to come to a run-first offense where, you know, there's no... Maybe if we had a guy here that was, you know, head and shoulders above everybody else, then you would have a, like, true receiver one, targets, all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, I just feel like even when A.J. Brown was clearly that guy, the Titans didn't do anything to manufacture touches to him. They weren't giving him, you know, 10, 15 targets a game like you see with some of these guys that are wide receiver one. So it just doesn't make sense to me that Odell Beckham would want to come here. Now, if John Robinson can, like, blow him away with money, you know, the money is the great equalizer in these types of things. But, I mean, whatever happens with him, you're talking about, you know, just a handful of games. And so I just can't see a way where it works out that, you know, the Titans can do something that generates him wanting to come here. The other thing that's been going crazy is DJ Moore. Carolina fired their coach earlier this week, Matt Rhule, and now there are rumors that, you know, all these guys are available, right? They'll trade anybody at this point, whatever. I would love for them to go get DJ Moore. I would love for them to send a first round pick to Carolina to get DJ Moore. I mean, what are the Titans doing with first round picks anyway? But here's the thing. One, they don't value receiver like that, I don't think. I mean, they spent a first round pick on a guy this year, so maybe they would. DJ Moore's cap numbers are reasonable. I mean, it's really low this year. It jumps up to like $20 million, what a team that trades for him would have to pay him next year, and then it's $16 million the couple years after that. So, I mean, he's under contract through 2025. It's a good deal as far as, you know, what receivers are going to be costing and all that kind of stuff. So, You know, he's got better numbers in his career than A.J. Brown does. He's cheaper than A.J. Brown. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, I would love for the Titans to do it. I just don't think they're going to. But, I mean, I think they should absolutely call about him. I think they should have a conversation there. Could you get him for less than a first-round pick? Maybe. I mean, the Panthers have traded a bunch of picks over the last few years. I think maybe they don't have a pick until day three in this upcoming draft. So, they need picks. They're going to have a new coach. They need a quarterback. I mean, you know, all these things that they have a lot of needs, and so it would benefit them to get picks. I don't know if they have multiple guys they could get first-round picks for. But, you know, that would be something that would be worth looking into. I mean, there are guys there that they should be interested in. I mean, Burns, a pass rusher, like, that would be a good guy to get here. I mean, hey, even Robbie Anderson would be cheaper than DJ Moore as far as, like, trade capital that you would have to give up to get him. And he would bring them, you know, that speed dimension that this team desperately needs that they don't have. But, you know, again, I don't know. I mean, it's rare to see, like, these big in-season trades in the NFL. It just doesn't – it's not like the other leagues where these trade deadlines are crazy and all these guys are switching places and all that kind of stuff. It's not – doesn't really work like that in the NFL. But, I mean, if you're John Robinson, I think you got to be on the phone. You know, you got to see if you can figure something out. Because, again, okay, so DJ Moore, maybe – I mean, we talked about the biggest problem with this team right now is the offensive line. DJ Moore doesn't help that problem, clearly. So it's not like the Titans are DJ Moore away from being a Super Bowl contender. Like, I understand that argument. At the same time, when you've got a guy that's under control for the next 3 years, under contract for the next 3 years, you know, maybe you get a first-round pick to get him, and then you can try to build up your offensive line, and then you have something for next year when you still have Treylon Burks, you still have Robert Woods, I mean, all those things. You know, that you'd be able to do. So, I mean, again, I think it's worth the Titans having a conversation about it. I just don't see it as something that they're going to do. Now, who knows? I mean, maybe, I guess it just kind of depends on how desperate they get. But I don't think that they are desperate at this point. I don't think they see the issues being as big as we do. I think that they have bought into this. They are a team that wins ugly football games. And listen, to their credit, I mean, they're not wrong. Like, right, Mike Vrabel has a great record in one-score games, that they find ways to win week in and week out, even with all the deficiencies that they have. That's all well and good for the regular season. That's good. It's going to be good enough to win the AFC South, like I've been saying, but they're not a Super Bowl contender. This team, we saw what they did against Buffalo, and I understand the circumstances were a little bit different there. They had some injuries and that kind of stuff, but it doesn't matter. Like, they're not winning against the Bills in January. They're not winning against the Chiefs in January. They're not winning against the Chargers in January. I mean, all these teams that have all this firepower, the Titans, you know, when they had the complete defense last year, when you had Harold Landry, you had Bud Dupree, you had Simmons and Autry, and everybody was healthy there at the end of the year. I mean, you saw what they did to Joe Burrow in that game, right? I mean, that defense could do enough to keep them in a game, right? Because, I mean, the pass rush can make opposing quarterbacks uncomfortable. Right now, they don't have that pass rush. They don't have, especially with Dupree out, and he's, I mean, who knows? Hopefully, he'll be ready to go after the bye. But without him out there, and then, of course, Landry's not coming back with his torn ACL, so they just don't have the defense that they had last year to be able to rush the passer. I mean, remember what they did to Mahomes last year in that game. I mean, you know, they were all over him, and he had the worst game of his career against the Titans last year. They just don't have those guys up front anymore. Secondary, whatever. I mean, the corners are not good, hopefully, you know, or as a group. There are some good corners, but they're not good as a group. Hopefully when Molding comes back, that fixes that a little bit. Safeties are good. Hooker, hopefully, will be back after the bye. But, like, there's just not enough pass rush to make those quarterbacks uncomfortable, the ones you're going to have to beat. I mean, when you look at it, right, it's Allen, Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. I mean, those guys that you're going to have to be able to flush out of the pocket, not allow them to step up, all those types of things, they don't have that pass rush right now. And I don't think it's coming back this year because Landry's not coming back. So just to have the depth of the guys that run in and out of there, it's just not there. So, you know, they're not – if they want to be in those types of games, if they want to be able to beat those teams, they need to bulk up on offensive firepower, right? I mean, that would clearly be the thing. Okay, so go get DJ Moore. Find a way to shuffle the offensive line. Maybe you can trade for a guy that's at least better than Dennis. I mean, I don't know. Like, all those things are in play. But even at the end of the day, even if they do all that, it's still going to be run first team. Todd Downing's still calling the plays. He's not good enough. So, I mean, all these things, none of that stuff is changing. So, I think that they think they have the formula for what they want to do, and they can make it work in the playoffs. I don't agree with them, but, you know, their regular season results are very good, and so it's hard to, like, make that argument there. So, anyway, that's kind of where we're at today. I just thought that was kind of a couple of interesting things to hop on and talk about with the Titans being on a bye, getting out of town, hopefully, this weekend. Everybody, most of these guys that have been banged up with some of the minor, you know, quote, minor stuff, will be back next week. And then again, like I talked about on Monday, maybe you have a chance to get a Racy McMath, Elijah Molden, those guys coming back and going from there. So anyway, all right, that'll do it for today. Again, I am Jimmy Morris, at Jim Morris MCM, MCMiracles.com. We'll have plenty of stuff over the weekend getting you ready for the Colts game next week. So check that out, and at Titans MCM on Twitter. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again later.